AI-narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Webster's 48-week trend signal runs into a peer performance gap near the 52-week high. Webster Financial remains technically constructive at $75.60, but a flat week and average volume left it trailing a stronger regional bank group. Research brief. Webster Financial finished the week ended 26 June at $75.60, just 0.7% below its 52-week high and 9.4% above its weekly trend line. The setup remains constructive, with an active 48-week trend signal, positive market dynamics, and positive relative strength, but the latest week lacked urgency. The stock was effectively flat on 15.5 million shares, only 1.0 times its 13-week average, while U.S. regional banks gained 3.3% on average. Key points. 1. WBS closed at $75.60, positioned 97.8% through its 52-week range, and only 0.7% below the $76.13 high. 2. The weekly trend signal is active, with 48 of the past 52 weeks in an active state, and priced 9.4% above the $69.08 trend line. 3. Momentum remains positive over longer windows, with gains of 4.0% over 4 weeks, 8.9% over 12 weeks, 18.7% over 26 weeks, and 41.6% over 52 weeks. 4. Volume was neutral rather than confirming. 15.5 million shares versus a 13-week average of 15.4 million, though still 1.3 times the 52-week average. 5. Sector evidence is mixed. Financial services was down 0.3% for the week, but regional banks were up 3.3%, leaving Webster behind its industry peers, despite positive signal readings. Price action stays near the top, but the week lost pace. Webster Financial's weekly close of $75.60 left the stock almost unchanged, down less than 0.1% for the latest completed week. That pause came after a stronger run. WBS is up 4.0% over 4 weeks and 8.9% over 12 weeks, with the longer 52-week return at 41.6%. The price remains close to the top of its yearly range, sitting at the 97.8% range position, and only 0.7% below the $76.13 52-week high. The trend signal remains active, backed by 48 active weeks out of the past 52. Price is 9.4% above the $69.08 trend line, preserving the constructive weekly regime. The counterweight is valuation distance. The close stands 45.7% above ShareMaestro fair value of $51.90, which signals premium demand, but also raises the bar for fresh follow-through. Regional bank context is supportive, but Webster lagged the industry move. The sector and industry picture is uneven. U.S. financial services slipped 0.3% on average for the week, with only 42.0% trend breadth and 46.0% positive relative strength breadth, even as market dynamics breadth was stronger at 79.0%. By contrast, U.S. banks regional had a much cleaner profile. The group rose 3.3% on the week, gained 7.2% over 4 weeks, and 12.1% over 12 weeks, with 72.0% trend breadth, 84.0% positive market dynamics breadth, and 68.0% positive relative strength breadth. That industry support makes Webster's flat week more important. WBS still shows active trend, positive market dynamics, and positive relative strength, but it ranked only 85th for the week, 81st over 4 weeks, and 77th over 12 weeks within the regional bank peer set. In other words, the stock remains in a strong technical position, but it is no longer setting the pace inside a favorable industry group. Market dynamics improved, while volume confirmation stayed ordinary. Market dynamics ended the week positive, with activity pressure at 0.61 after a sharp 4-week improvement. Relative strength was also positive at 9.21, reinforcing the idea that the stock's broader recovery trend remains intact. The signal set is constructive but not fully emphatic. Activity pressure is positive, yet the stock did not register a fresh buy signal in the latest read. Weekly volume of 15.5 million shares was almost exactly in line with the 13-week average of 15.4 million, giving a 1.0 times volume ratio. That is not weak, and it remains above the 52-week average of 12.3 million. But it falls short of the stronger confirmation usually associated with a decisive range top breakout. Risk is contained for now, with reversal evidence worth monitoring. Recent volatility has cooled, with 13-week weekly return volatility at 1.6% versus a 52-week level of 3.1%. The 52-week distribution also leans constructive, 30 upside weeks against 22 downside weeks, with average gains of 2.6% compared with average losses of 1.8%. That skew helps explain why the trend signal has remained active for most of the past year. The risks are less about a broken trend and more about exhaustion near the high. Webster is stretched above both its trend line and fair value. The latest week did not attract above-average participation, and the recent smart money record includes two reversal markers. What matters next is whether price can stay near the $76.13 high with improving volume, or whether a fade back toward the $69.08 trend line begins to test the weekly regime. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.